Over the past four decades, Star Wars has evolved from a single hit movie into a multi-billion dollar franchise. When the first Star Wars movie opened in May of 1977, it played in just 32 theaters, and it brought in $1.5 million in ticket sales. That's about the same as another movie that opened that same weekend featuring Burt Reynolds, Smokey and the Bandit, which played on 300 screens. So needless to say, Star Wars was a hit, and its fan base has only grown since then, as has the franchise. The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi followed A New Hope in the first Star Wars trilogy, and then next came two more trilogies, so that's nine movies, plus two spin-off feature films, some made-for-TV movies, an animated feature, this year's Disney Plus series The Mandalorian, and more. The franchise came under new ownership in 2012 when Disney purchased Star Wars studio Lucasfilm for more than $4 billion. That sounds like a lot, but Disney has already more than made back that investment because the real moneymaker isn't even the movies. It's all the other stuff that goes along with them. Star Wars merchandise alone has raked in tens of billions of dollars, and now with Baby Yoda and more movies and TV series planned, that number is only going to grow. How's that for some market force?